hour of today's program, and we're talking to John Kottmeyer, and I think it's apparent that this is a gentleman who has paid his dues. He has put his life where his mouth is, not just his money, but his life. He's lived it. He's given up time out of it. He suffered imprisonment. He suffered persecution. He suffered invasions into his privacy and a constant litany of harassment on the part of the government to try to shut him up. And now, John, they're taking it, taking another run at you. And this time, it looks like the collusion between the Department of Justice, executive and judicial branches is so far working for them. It's not over yet, though, is it?
No, it's not over, but they it appears that the fix is in, so to speak.
Well, tell folks, if you would, what basically happened on this last round. What did they do?
Well, they filed a suit for a permanent injunction. And they, in their complaint, they complained about two websites that didn't belong to the fellowship, nor myself. And so we argued this, that they weren't ours, and it came out through discovery that they knew that before they filed the complaint, that it wasn't, that didn't belong to us. But they used it just to get the complaint in court. Then, during discovery, we asked them for the evidence that they had against Save a Patriot and myself
under discovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they filed a complaint against both of us. They asked for an injunction against me individually and against the fellowship. And so, when they answered that, they said, "Well, the evidence will come from John Kottmeyer when we depose him."
Which means that they're empty-handed.
They had no evidence, right. So we had discovery. They deposed me, and there was no evidence after they deposed me. But that didn't deter them.
Nor did it deter the court from saying that this is a fact that you can't even dispute.
That's right. We had a pretrial conference with the judge and DOJ, and the judge told us, he says, I don't think that he says this is not going to go to trial. It's going to go to summary judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, understanding summary judgment, I say, well, it looks like we won this thing, you know?
Don't have to prove your case to prevent a summary judgment.
Well,
all you have to do is establish the existence of any material issue of fact that where the court has to make a credibility determination to believe one side or the other.
Right.
And once you've done that, summary judgment is precluded.
Right. Well, that's it. Once there's a conflict of material fact, yes. But they didn't have any evidence. We just figured, well, they failed to state it, a case for relief. And I thought this is will be a slam dunk, barring tyranny. Well, it wasn't a slam dunk, so it was tyranny.
Yeah.
And the judge came back and ruled in their favor and gave such a broad injunction order, and nobody knows what it says.
So we have an accusation.
He enjoined the fellowship, he enjoined me, and every member, and everybody who ever acted in concert with us, whatever that means. How far does that go? He said we can't distribute any books, audio, video, newsletters.
Well, sounds like the night of the long knives. And after we get back, we're going to start a little bit taking calls, and I'll give you the number when we get back from this break, talking here with John Kottmeyer.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we're back. This is Tom Cryer. We're here in the live free zone, and we're talking with John Kottmeyer, who the government is now attempting to shut up and to shut up anybody who talked to him or had anything to do with him or acted, quote, in concert, unquote, with him. John, you know, if I understand it right, basically the government brought a suit against you personally.
And the fellowship.
And against the fellowship. And that... you know, that they're claiming, in effect, that they're entitled to injunctive relief because of 6700 at SEC, which allows the government to ask for an injunction to prohibit or bar continued promotion or sale of what they call an abusive tax scheme.
Right.
All right. Now, but as it turns out, in order, they couldn't find anything that you had done to promote a tax scheme,
right,
or a tax shelter.
Right.
They couldn't find out anything that Save a Patriot Fellowship had done to,
right,
promote or sell an abusive tax shelter.
Right.
So they imported facts from another website or two that to which you were not connected or with which you were not connected.
Right.
In order to just be able to say, hey, we made a claim.
Right.
Now, then they abused the summary judgment process to avoid your ability or to prevent you from coming in and proving, having your day in court. And although a summary judgment can only issue once the moving party shows that they have good, sound, credible evidence to support, based upon personal knowledge, to support the claims that they are making.
Right.
But then also... to demonstrate that you cannot show that you have evidence to the contrary.
Right. But it's just,
neither really exists here. They weren't able to show any real competent evidence based on personal knowledge that either you or Save a Patriot Fellowship had promoted or sold an abusive tax shelter.
And we don't promote and sell anything of that nature.
and not only that, but you also, in your opposition to the motion for summary judgment, presented proof that you have evidence to the contrary.
Right.
So then they abuse that. Now, as I understand it, too, if that isn't bad enough, they were complaining about the activities of these two unassociated websites.
Yeah, but later they withdrew that.
But even then, you would think then that the injunction would be to stop doing whatever those websites were doing.
Right.
For you not to do that.
Right.
Which you weren't doing in the first place.
Right.
But they didn't limit the injunction to cease and desist any activities that resemble these two unassociated websites. What else did they order you to do? What did they prohibit you from doing?
They wanted to prohibit us from representing people before the Internal Revenue Service, from doing paralegal work for complaints for court, and for writing letters on behalf of our members to the Internal Revenue Service.
Now, did they contend that these were abusive tax shelters?
No, they contended they were done to harass the IRS and to hinder its performance.
But that's not under 6700, is it?
No.
There's no basis for injunctive relief to that effect.
That's correct.
And all of your activities were protected by the First Amendment.
That's correct.
But not protected by the courts.
Not only that, but they years about in 1990, I was before that I was representing people before the IRS with a power of attorney, and so they sent me a representative number. So I was using the representative number along with the power of attorney. I never did drop the power of attorneys because I didn't trust them. And, of course, now it don't matter. It doesn't matter what the facts of the case is. They prosecute you anyway. But anyway, what happened was I would go to these assessment hearing conferences, and I would show the hearing officer the law that was used for the assessment, the law he was supposed to know and didn't know.
Right.
And they were surprised that the assessments were illegal, and I could tell that they were generally didn't understand. They were just doing the job as they were told.
Some of these people are in the dark, just as all of us were at some point or another.
Well, that's right. The ones that I encountered at these hearing officers, every one of them was in the dark. Every one, and they never saw the assessment laws before. I could tell by their face. And how it evolved.
They just took things that, well, they're bureaucrats in baggy black shirts.
That's right.
They just went for that.
So, anyway, what happened was that they started pigeonholing these assessments. They didn't go forward. So, I mean, our members were tickled pink, right?
Sure.
But after about a year or two, I got a letter from a district director from Baltimore telling me that I couldn't represent them anymore, and the number was revoked. Well,
can't do that without a hearing.
That's right. Title 31 of the circular says very clearly that there has to be a hearing before any number can be revoked.
Right.
And they have to show where I did something wrong.
But
again,
wins out over right, doesn't it?
That's right. So they didn't give me a hearing, and I fought that all along. And that was from, good Lord, from 92 or 3, thereabouts, somewhere, all the way up to the day I kept using these power of attorneys in that number.
Yeah. Now, I want to interrupt for just a second here, and I don't lose that thought, but I do want to let the folks know that after this next break, we're going to start taking your calls. And you can chime in here and ask John your questions at 1-800-333-3676. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, John, where is it now? What's the status?
Well, now it's we appealed the judge's decision, and believe it or not, the judge gave us a stay on the order, the injunction order.
Yeah.
And we're still under that stay at the present time, and the appellate court just affirmed the lower court without any argument. Just used the word affirm. That was it. And now we're moving the appellate court for a full in-bank review for all the judges to review it.
Now, that's called a per curiam for those that are listening. It just means by the court.
Right.
In other words, they couldn't find a judge that was willing to address the areas of the dispute and the errors that were alleged and shown and clear errors. Nobody would sign off on that decision. And so they just do a per curiam. They don't give any reasons. They don't say why you're right or why you're wrong. They just say, we're not paying attention to this. We're not going to respond to it. We're not going to explain our ruling. We're just going to render a one-word ruling, affirmed.
Right.
And so everybody's turning a deaf ear to the law.
Right.
All the way up through the appellate system.
Right, so far.
We're in trouble, John.
We're further down the road than most people think. We're down the road to tyranny.
And it all started a lot longer ago than we think, because just as when they were trying to shut you up back in the 70s,
yeah.
The Gestapo is not new. This has been going on for a lot of years.
Yeah, the punishments and the reaction of the government becomes more tyrannical.
Now, one other point I want to bring out here is that in this order, they not only, now an injunction is designed to prevent somebody from doing something, to ban or bar a particular action.
Right.
But this order also ordered you to do a few things.
Yeah, the order is to shut down our website.
Right. And did it? What about your membership?
Yeah, to turn over the membership list.
So it's telling you that they're demanding that you turn over a list of anybody who has supported or been a member of the organization. Anybody who has dared to support you, they're wanting you to tell on.
Right. Right.
Turn in your neighbors.
The judge said that they may not be following tax returns, so therefore they need the list.
That is absolutely atrocious. That is absolutely atrocious. Here you head back in, I hate to keep looking back at Nazi Germany, but we are so close to it. You've got the government telling kids to turn in their parents if they say something politically incorrect.
The only thing we're missing from Nazi Germany is a 3 o'clock knock on the door. And I don't know how far away that is.
Yeah. Well, there are those that are getting that 3 o'clock knock. I mean, the night of the long knives is happening for some of us. It's just as we speak today, they're going on.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know of any there that have been, they've been tried without proper charges. I'll agree to that.
Right, and they're in your case being denied a trial at all, saying we're not going to allow you to put on the evidence because we know that we can't prove the case, and we know that you can prove that it's false.
I think I lost him.
Are you there? John?
I got to call them back.
Can you hear me? I heard the beep.
I think I might need another phone.
We seem to be running into some technical problems. Did we lose him, John? All right. We're just going into the break here, and you can or if you lost me too. Good. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back up and running after a couple of stumbles. Welcome to the excitement and the mystery and the suspense of live broadcast. The modern technology, you got to love it. We do have John's back with us. Are you back with us, John?
Yes, I'm here, Tom.
All right. Now, folks, we're going to be taking calls here in a little bit. If you want to call, talk to John, ask a question, comment on this fiasco that is going on, 1-800-313-9443. Be tickled pink to have you. John, this business of ordering you to do things with an injunction. I mean, I'm looking at the records on these. I can't see where they're even the least bit ashamed of how they're behaving on this. Have you seen any kind of sign that they have any kind of remorse for this type of, in effect, a massacre on the Constitution?
No, it's the people that we have in power today have been put there by socialists. All these, ever since Abraham Lincoln, every president that we've had has been a Federalist, a Whig, a Hamiltonian. And they believe in strong central government. They don't believe in states' rights and constitution. And they're the ones that appoint these judges. So you can't expect these judges to be anything but Wiggs and Hamiltonian.
Well, if they're not team players, they don't get appointed.
That's right. Look at Bork. Remember when Robert Bork was up for the Supreme Court?
Yeah, he dared to believe in the Constitution.
Well, he somewhat busted my my beliefs about Robert Bork when he told him that he would concede that he wouldn't, the Senate, that is, the Senate committee told them that he wouldn't rule on any cases that involved the banks and the Federal Reserve. I thought, man, that was a real...
He was attempting to compromise.
Yeah, I don't...
And, of course, you know, you want our position to be uncompromising.
That's right.
But we also want some people on the Supreme Court that understand the constitutional republic that we're supposed to be guaranteed.
Well, I tell you, if they don't reverse this decision, I think our decision is the most far-reaching, because even though some of these others don't come under 6700, like Bill Benson and them, but they did some overt act, such as Bill was selling this packet to stop employers from withholding their wage on wages.
Right. There was some act that they could point to then at least created an issue as to whether or not that was what was intended to be.
But ours is nothing at all. There was no overt act at all that they can point to, either rightfully or wrongfully.
Other than attribute these other two websites to you that you had no connection with.
Right.
It's simply
just a far-reaching violation of the First Amendment. And they're trying to void what Judge Marvin Garbus did in 96 when he ruled in favor of us. They're trying to avoid that so that we can't stand. You know, he said that I was not doing business, so when they came after me, they came after me as doing business, which has already been tried and settled.
Right.
Oh, it's res judicata or collateral estoppel.
Right. And then they grant a motion for summary judgment whenever there are just a myriad of material issues of fact that are begging for a trial.
Right. I mean,
right to due process has been violated. Your First Amendment rights have been trampled.
Trampled?
Your procedural rights.
Do you want to go that far?
You know, it just,
that's the question.
And now you're being subjected to orders and fiats far beyond what an injunction is intended to do, is to prevent behavior. At the most, what they could have done would be to issue you an injunction to stop running those two websites.
That's about it.
But they didn't. Now they're telling you what you must do, and then they want you to turn in your membership list. Even though back in the 60s, if you remember right, there were a host of cases where states were trying to get lists of members from the NAACP.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the Supreme Court didn't even blink an eye before it slapped those down and said, no, sir, you don't go prying into private associations and making yourself a list of proposed victims or usual suspects.
Right.
And what's different from this? I can't see a single distinction.
There is none.
And so, you know, we're becoming more and more despotic, and they're getting, as you pointed out, more and more bold.
Yes.
And their willingness to write out in front of God and everybody, totally ignore the Constitution, totally ignore the law.
You know, Mark Lane, back in the 80s, I was over his house, and I spent the day with him, showing him the tax law, because he had never seen it before. And after showing him all the law...
Well, John, we're going into another hard break here.
Okay.
Come on here with us. Let's hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. We've got John Kottmeyer on Rare Opportunity.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. We're back running up and talking with John Kottmeyer, Save a Patriot Fellowship, who is currently under siege by the federal government, whose object is purely to stop him and those with whom he is associated with from telling the truth about the income tax law and from helping people understand what their obligations and duties truly are. And not only that, but they're also attempting to wrest a list of his supporters in order to frighten others from going out and associating themselves in order to oppose action and policies by the federal government. And if that isn't frightening to you, then there's something wrong. We need to stop and look at this, because if we let the government do this to John Kottmeyer, we're letting him do it to everybody else, too. We've got to stand united on this. We need to get the word out. Now, John, how come the press isn't all over this? If we were talking about an abortion clinic that was being harassed by the federal government, it would be on every major network.
Well, I agree with that. that's the problem that we have, is we don't have a own medium outlet.
The media isn't helping us on that.
Yeah, we have to have a national outlet.
Now, and I want to talk about that before we get off of here. I don't want to let you go without you telling us about your national outlet that you have in the works. But right now, what I want to do is, if you don't mind, let's talk to some of these folks and cover some of their questions before we get run out of time. I believe we've got Bill in Idaho. Bill, are you with us today?
Hello. Good afternoon. Thanks so very much, gentlemen. It's a true honor. I think I heard Mr. Kottmeyer at about 6,000 feet, 6 foot of snow on shortwave a couple of times, and so it's really a blessing to be able to hear him real time here in beautiful Coeur d'Alene. I'm hoping that everybody has their tape recorders or their discs spinning right about now, recording this for posterity, if not for the grand jury discussion nationally. A question for both of you. And if you would put out information as far as little as I have, I'd certainly be glad to share. I certainly want to be on that list. I'm sure that our Lord would probably have a hard time talking me in even the servant's gate, only by virtue of the fact that I wasn't on that list.
Well,
I would appreciate how we can get information and or resource to him. But a question for both of you. Either one of you had the opportunity of reviewing Losing Liberty Judicially, Prohibitory and Kindred Laws Examined by James Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N?
Well, I can't say I've heard that. John, have you?
No.
Well, I'd certainly appreciate and hope that John and Sandy at the main office get a copy for both of you. I hope it's distributed wide and far. It's Macmillan and Company. I think it's a very, very worthwhile text. It covers the entire discussion. Considering it was written in 1928, I assume not too many people have a copy. But I've made effort to make sure that everybody has a copy of this, considering the excellent discussion of controlling the Leviathan. And it sounds like right about now is just about time.
Well, we have been forewarned that this was coming. Thomas Jefferson warned us that it's the nature of government to grow at the cost of liberty.
At the cost.
Then we've had repeated warnings whenever the Fed came out and the income tax was started. We had warnings of the states that said, no, you're heading in the wrong way. You're getting away from the Constitution, and so we're not going with you. And then they were promptly conquered and brought back to heel by force during the Civil War. And, we've been forewarned. Now the question is, how far are we going to let it go?
Well, on page 3, last paragraph, but it's worth mentioning, it is simply a question whether the government shall keep hands off while the man attains freedom and dignity of living, or whether he shall be the victim of it while it goes strutting through the world. And the entire text covers every last discussion indexed, cross-indexed with constitutional, and I would assume that this discussion ultimately comes breach of contract. Mr. Kottmeyer is but one more. Nobody listened to the Missouri 20.
Well, somebody's got to draw the line
in
the sand, and now's the time. We can't keep waiting, because eventually there's going to be so much of the chain that's going around our neck. So much of that chain is going to be off the table that the chain remaining is not going to be able to support it, and it's going to strip that chain clear off the table.
Please be in touch with John and Sandy at the main office. They have the copy, and I appreciate the information, and hopefully,
right,
like you say, everybody gets it out as wide and as far.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call.
Thanks so much, sir.
You bet. John? What do you do now to stop this thing? What's the next step?
Well, let me tell you, I was down at Kinko's this morning before I come back to call you on for this show, and I was FedExing off that brief to the Fourth Circuit Court in Richmond, and the little girl behind the FedEx counter, I had this little Slim Jim about Ron Paul for president, said, here's something for you to read in your spare time. And she looked down and said, oh, Ron Paul. She says, now this girl, I guess she's 19 or 20 years old. She says to me, well, let me tell you something. She says, I'm voting for Ron Paul. I know all about him. And she says, all my friends are going to vote for Ron Paul. She says, in fact, I'm an isolationist.
Well, not only is she an isolationist, but she is being isolated.
That's correct.
We are very similar to the Ron Paul situation in that he's being frozen out of the media, just as we have been with these issues.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about with our project.
So how do you get around the media? How do you get to the point where you can get the word and the truth out to the people when the media are constantly censoring the news?
Well, what we have to do is we made an attempt in 1998 to get up a radio network that would go over the airwaves to the general public. And it was underfunded, and make a long story short, we failed because we were underfunded. It lasted 3 years, and we just plain ran out of money. But it gave us the experience and the contacts for a second effort. And then we've been trying ever since to relaunch that network. And we came up with this plan, which the FCC, believe it or not, has helped us out in devising. And that is, we have a station ready to go down in Ocala, Florida. And as soon as we get the funds that's needed to launch the whole thing, we will have that do a uplink to the satellite and a stereo uplink, and we'll split it into two monos. The station in Florida, now playing music, will switch over to news talk. Then we're going to purchase another FM station, which will be non-profit, and it'll be the other side of the stereo, the other mono. And through that, we can acquire what's called translators. And these translators are the same as another FM station. It allows you to expand the abilities of the nonprofit FM station into other cities. And these translators are very reasonable to pick up. And the plan is that we still, like I said, it's still a factor, this 96 ruling for the fellowship being an First Amendment unincorporated association, where the through the fellowship being such, we can turn all of our membership over to nothing but to operate the radio network. And then we can have programming like Tom Cryer and Larry B. Craft and others on there who have their own shows.
Uh-huh.
And this can be expanded through the purchases of these translators, which are very inexpensive. And a lot of them are available, I understand. So if we can, for $99 a year, a patriot can become an associate member, and the money would operate this radio network. So it wouldn't take too much with the patriot community if we all get behind this thing. All these different organizations would have their own show.
Well, how would somebody, if they wanted to help out with getting this project off the ground, how would somebody go about doing that? How would they make contact?
Well, they can just contact our office at the Save a Patriot Fellowship, which the address is 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. That's Save a Patriot Fellowship, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157, or our phone number, they can call 410-876-6342.
All right.
410-876-6342, and then we could tell them how they can become part of that. But we want to get all the groups and all together. Like I said, they can all have their own show, their free air time, because when the Patriots get together, we can support this with just memberships. The air time wouldn't cost anything, and we can spread it clear across the country by the purchase of these translators, and then we will have our own major media outlet.
Well, I think that's terrific. I guess, so give that address slowly. I couldn't make out the street name, so spell that for us. If you could get that address once more.
It's 12, number 12, Carroll Street, the same as the signer of the Declaration, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, O-R-L-L, and that's Westminster, Maryland, 21157. And look, if we all get together, we can still save this republic. But you know, this little girl knows very little about the Constitution, the one at FedEx, but she's willing. She sees the dangers, and a lot of young people do.
Well, I'm seeing a reemergence of interest in the Constitution. But for the most part, most of us haven't read the Constitution and know less about it than we know about our automobile liability policy.
Well,
we got a caller from Arkansas, Vicki. How are you doing today?
Fine, you?
I'm doing great.
Listen, this is the first time I've heard or anything about any of this, and how ironic, because when I went to the grocery store today and I picked up a American Voice magazine, and it was on the front page, and so I went to the internet and looked this up, and so I needed help because the IRS is going to levy our stuff come Tuesday. Am I cracking to the deadline?
Well, you're part of the, you are now among the victims of the fraud and extortion.
Right.
And John,
Who is the IRS threatening to levy?
Me.
I mean, where, how?
They want to seize our bank accounts and come in and have an auction of our belongings.
Oh, do they have a court order?
Well, I guess they can have whatever they want, but they don't say have anything.
No.
Oh, have you been to court? You said he's asking.
No.
Have you been to court?
No. They're asking me to set up a hearing date, and I haven't done anything. I only have till Tuesday to respond to them.
Well, you know, the best thing you can do to stop this is to look up some.
Sorry, you faded away.
If it's this late day, you can go to a stationer store and get a bankruptcy kit and read up on that. Bankruptcy will stop that sale.
Uh-huh.
Well, have they actually seized anything, Vicki?
No.
All right, so
no, it just says call immediately to prevent property loss. And
at this late stage, the only action that she could take is bankruptcy.
If they're threatening to seize, they've already made a determination and an assessment, have they not, John?
Well,
or at least a determination.
They've made a determination, but the whole thing is an illegal process because they don't follow the law or the procedures properly. And what they're supposed to do, under 7403 of the code, they're supposed to go to court and render that lien to judgment, which they never do. So they're selling a lien, and she would have to sue the person who bought the lien for a quiet title action. But these courts won't uphold the proper procedure. The state court wouldn't even give her a quiet title, most likely. That's why I said that this late stage, the best way that she could handle this thing is with a bankruptcy, because it'll stop it immediately.
Well, of course, now with a bankruptcy, you know, there are other ramifications.
There's different types of bankruptcy. You can do a 7,
so,
or you can do a 11.
Rather than go down, I'm going to just add this to what John is suggesting to you, Vicki, is that rather than go down to and purchase a kit, I would suggest to you that you might want to go one step further and first consult a bankruptcy specialist. Because, you know, you need to make that decision knowing not only that it's going to stop the IRS levy, but what else it's going to do.
Well, we have a paralegal that's no longer working for us, who's an expert in bankruptcy. And
but he's not, you know, he wouldn't be able to legally give advice, though, John, could he?
Now, he couldn't give advice, but he can do the paralegal work for her for her petition.
Uh-huh.
If she wants, it would be up to her.
Yeah,
and she can talk. He can talk to her about the different chapters and what would happen. But you know, at this late stage, if it's going to be a couple days, you don't have much you can do.
No, I don't.
And the only thing that does stop such action is a bankruptcy.
Now,
and we're not talking about a lot of money here.
That's what I'm saying.
They only want $4,000.
Take advantage and sell your property, and with some IRS agent, like it's happened in the past, most likely, I don't know if this to be true or not, but it's happened in the past, come by for a song and get your property.
Now, Vicki, is a document that you received, is it a notice of seizure or is it a final notice before seizure?
This is a final notice of intent to levy and notice to prevent property loss.
All right. So the seizure isn't imminent for 2 or 3 days, but you certainly need to move. You need to make a move. All right, well, we're coming into a break. Thanks for the call, Vicki.
Well.
And we're forced into a break, and we'll wrap this thing up in just a few minutes and get some additional information to you.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And we're back here on the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We've got John Kottmeyer on with us today. It's been a very, very frightening discussion to me of being a legalist and being a constitutionalist. And I'm seeing everything that our founding fathers and our previous generations who fought for crumbling. Not to a foreign enemy, but to an enemy from within, one that has, by stealth and through increments, taken over our country and has deprived us of our republic. And not only that, but has extorted and bribed our states away from us to where we have no representation on the state level, which has to answer to federal bureaucrats for grants. And the federals, of course, have gotten to where now they are so confident in their control of us that they can do things such as what they're doing to John Kottmeyer and just openly defying the law, defying the Constitution, ordering people to shut up and not tell people, ordering people to stop their websites, ordering people to stop dispensing information, as we were all guaranteed that we would have the right to do, and to not only do that, but to turn in their fellow citizen for daring to support or join them in some way or another. This is just terrifying to me. John, if you would, the last caller has asked that you give her the name and a phone number where she can reach this paralegal you'd referred to. I can't do that, of course, without cautioning people that legal advice should be obtained strictly from qualified legal advisors.
Right.
But some information can be some assistance in the way of information anyway.
Right.
So if you'd give the name of this paralegal you were talking about and how to contact him.
Well, surely I'd be glad to. If she called the office, I would leave word Monday for the receptionist to give it to her.
All right. Well, if you would, give us that phone number again.
Yeah, that's 410-876-6342.
All right. And they can also contact Save a Patriot on other matters besides that at that number, right?
That's right. I'm a little confused as to her problem because she said they were going to have to sell her property. And
well, I think what they were doing at that point was that it was one of these last warnings before a seizure.
Right.
So it wasn't an imminent seizure. It's one of these where they're rattling sabers, but they're certainly about to draw the saber.
Right.
And start doing damage to her. Fortunately for her, she's not talking about a lot of money, but that's relative. I mean, $4,000 is an awful lot of money to me a lot of days.
That's right.
And the
thing of it is, it's hard to say what's going on without looking at the paperwork.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And a lot of times we're all called with problems like that, and we can't really say because you have to look at exactly what the situation is.
Right.
Now, on this, your website, is it still up?
Yes, there's a stay on the order, so we're operating as we've done from day one.
All right, so if they want additional information about this, they can get that, but what's the URL of your website so that people can go and get more information about this case?
Well, the whole docket of the case, all the pleadings and all, are posted on the website except these ones that we haven't had a chance to post yet, and the website is www.save-a-patriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org.
And they can get information on the latest on the case. Now, folks, this is a major catastrophe. I mean, Waco made the news. Ruby Ridge made the news. This should be making the news because it's ever been just as egregious and just as dangerous. And so you need to raise some cane about this. You need to let your neighbors know about this. And let's spread the truth around. And it looks like...